views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Phoenix.
This is Brother Mike back on the radio. Welcome to HardcoreChristianity.com and Family Values Radio Network. Welcome to the program. Today and this week is Testimony Week on Hardcore Christianity. Since it is the Thanksgiving season, if you know someone that needs a physical miracle from God, would you do me a favor and pick up your cell phone right now and call them and ask them to please tune into the radio station right now? We're going to have testimonies all this week on the supernatural healing power of the Holy Ghost. Welcome to the program. I'm going to make a couple of announcements while you make that call right now. This is Brother Mike on HardcoreChristianity.com. I am the deliverance preacher from the House of Healing in Central Phoenix on 11th Street, just south of Indian School Road. I teach every Sunday night at 6 p.m. from the Greek New Testament. Every Sunday night, we have a Bible study and a prayer time after that. If you are sick or you're being tormented by demons, please show up Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. on 11th Street, just south of Indian School Road. Now, you can pick up this radio station anytime right now on the internet at familyvaluesradio.net. May God richly bless you. Before I got in the ministry, I was a certified counselor for 25 years in the Phoenix area. If you need counseling and you're a born-again Christian and you don't have any money at this time, you can get free counseling at the House of Healing, 602-636-5800. 636-5800. Please make that call. Our last seminar was another packed house. We will be having another seminar on January 17th. More details coming later. May God richly bless you. It's Testimony Week on Hardcore Christianity. Sanford Cam, welcome to the radio program, and thank you for coming in. I appreciate that very much.
Thank you for having me.
Sanford, you have an interesting testimony to share with our listeners, and the purpose, of course, of these testimonies is to give people hope who are sick, and they've been to the doctor on numerous occasions, and they can't get healed. And the point of your testimony, obviously, is the Holy Spirit is able to do what doctors cannot. Now, what area of the valley do you live in?
I live in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Okay, and then what kind of work do you do?
I'm an appliance repair technician.
How old are you?
I'm 44.
All right. Now, at some point in your past, you started to get sick. When was that, and what kind of a sickness did you have?
Well, actually, I've been sick for probably over 20 years. Doctors just couldn't seem to do anything about it. And
what kind of illness did you have?
I've had fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, other illnesses, rheumatoid arthritis, just crippling diseases that just held me in bondage.
How long did you have them, since you were young?
Since I was probably a teenager.
Did it affect your Christian life?
It affected every area of my life. Everything was a struggle just to do a normal daily task, just to go to church, just to sit there. It was just so uncomfortable because my body was just wracked with crippling pain. Even trying to go to the store, same thing. Just no matter what I did, just getting out of bed alone was just a major task.
Did the doctors have you on any medication?
Yes, they did. They just would just say, well, you know, you need to take this pain medication. And I would say to them, well, is there any side effects to this? And they said, well, yes, there is. You know, hurt your liver and whatnot. So I was really, really upset about that they really couldn't seem to do anything for me. And this just went on for years.
Did it affect your emotional health?
It sure did. It made me so depressed that even as a Christian, I just could not explain the pain I was in. It got to the point where I couldn't enjoy my family, couldn't enjoy my church, couldn't enjoy just daily life in general, that I got so depressed that I really had thought about suicide. Even as a Christian, I thought about suicide because I could not handle the pain no more.
Was it affecting your work?
It was affecting my work, everything I did.
Now, at some point in time, you heard about Hardcore Christianity. How was that?
Well, I just happened to turn on the radio one day, actually in the morning, And I heard you on there, and I said to myself, wow, this is an answer to prayer right here, hearing someone speak about healing and deliverance like this. And then at the same time, for free, I just couldn't believe it.
Okay, and then you came into the House of Healing there on 11th Street for prayer, and you went into the prayer room. And what, as you recall praying there, what physically or what sensations did you feel while the Lord was touching you?
Wow. I just felt the power of the Holy Spirit and God's mercy and grace all over me. It just enveloped me. It just this amazing peace and joy. I felt a moving in my legs as you were praying for me. That's just unexplainable. Not like a muscle spasm thing. I literally felt like there was something living inside my legs began to move around. And I just felt like it was crawling inside my legs. That's what it basically felt like. And
was it painful?
Believe it or not, it was uncomfortable. It wasn't really painful. It was uncomfortable.
All right. Did you feel any other sensations in the healing room?
Well, a lot of cold chills, goosebumps, stuff like that, basically, for the most part.
And then when you were done, what happened to you?
Wow. After prayer, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, wow. A miracle just come over my body. I was completely, completely healed and delivered. There was not one sight of pain in my body from my head to my toe. I just could not explain it. It was just absolutely an incredible moment that I had there that even my brain felt like it was just literally washed clean with soap and water. It was just unexplainable. I felt so free and with so much peace that I've never experienced before in my life. It was an absolute miracle.
Now, when I had you come out into the sanctuary area, I had you, do some physical activities,
right,
with your arms and your legs and so on. Were you having any pain while you were moving your arms and marching around everything?
No, when I began to march around, jump around, doing jumping jacks and moving my arms. In fact, I even was suffering with a dislocated shoulder that I had dislocated four different times. That was healed also. It was just an unbelievable thing. I mean, just everything about my body was completely healed. It was an incredible moment. It was just incredible.
It was a whole body healing.
The whole body.
Has your attitude changed since you were healed?
Oh, yes. Another thing, I was suffering with anger really, really bad. I was just getting angry about everything. And I was completely healed and delivered from that anger. It's been an absolute blessing to be able to walk through life just not angry.
Has your prayer life changed at all since you were healed?
Oh, yes. It's a lot better than it ever has. I feel more confident before the Lord. But like I said, I'm not angry anymore, because actually, for a while there, I was kind of getting angry with the Lord because my body was in so much pain that I couldn't enjoy praying or just doing any of my daily activities, that I just began to, I don't know what you call it, but just very angry. But not anymore. I'm delivered from that, so praise God for that.
And is the depression gone?
Oh, yeah. No more depression at all. That's another thing. It's a horrible thing to be living your life filled with depression. It's so horrible to live in life like that. But not one bit of depression anymore ever since I was prayed for.
Now, she's not here today, but you referred your sister over.
Yes.
What happened to her?
Wow. Well, actually, she was scared. I told her all about you, and she saw the change in me. And so I told her, I said, you gotta see this guy. It's just unbelievable. And his name is Brother Mike, and he deals with healing and deliverance. And he's just a person just filled with the power of the Holy Spirit and the love of God also. I said, you need to go down there, Julianne, and you need to get healed and delivered. And I explained everything to her, what that was all about, because she really didn't understand it.
What was her problem?
Oh, boy, she was suffering with Crohn's disease in her body so bad, she couldn't even leave her own house. She'd had to constantly have to go use the restroom all the time. And the doctors were filling her body with all this medication, which in return was giving her side effects that were just horrible.
Okay, was she in chronic pain from head to toe?
Oh,
well?
yes. She was also in pain also from head to toe.
And then what happened to her after she left?
Well, after she was prayed for, I've never seen her so filled with the joy of the Lord in my life. It was incredible. And she was jumping around and doing jumping jacks and just filled with the Holy Spirit. It was just, it was awesome. I've never seen her like that.
What about her pain and her depression? What happened?
Gone. Just gone.
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 What's her first name?
Julianne.
Julianne, okay.
All right.
Now, the important thing to remember in your miraculous healing was that I didn't have anything to do with that. That was completely, totally the result of the moving of the Holy Ghost and the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Now, I couldn't heal anybody if you're holding a gun to my head.
Right.
All we did was go into the prayer room together as friends, mm-hmm. and we agreed in prayer. Right?
Exactly.
And you felt the Holy Spirit come upon you. Is that
oh,
right?
Yes, definitely.
And then you felt the evil spirits leaving you.
Oh,
leaving
yes.
Leaving your body.
Oh, yes.
And the Lord did that. I certainly didn't do it.
Right.
And then after that, your shoulder, you said, got healed?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, that had nothing to do with me. And then the demons left.
Yes.
All right. And then your depression left.
Yes.
You didn't want to commit suicide anymore.
Right.
Okay,
no,
well,
no longer.
That didn't have anything to do with me.
Right.
I counseled for 25 years, but I'm not that good a counselor.
Right.
You can't get healed in one session from a counselor.
Right.
In fact,
that's
true. You
can't
get healed at all. Friends, listen, if you are in suffering a serious physical or mental illness, there is hope for you. I have proof positiveness of it here with Sanford. He has been miraculously touched by God and healed, and he has been delivered from demons. And if you're in a situation where you're facing an illness that the doctors cannot figure out what it is, there's an illness that is spooky, it has strange symptoms, intermittent symptoms that appear for a while and then leave, my dear friend, there's hope for you. The Holy Ghost has an ability to heal people. Doctors and medications cannot. He has the supernatural power of the blood of Jesus and the broken body of Christ. And Sanford is only one of hopefully thousands of people that in the next 2009 are going to be healed here in Maricopa County. And why not you? Why shouldn't it be you? Why not you?
Amen.
This is Brother Mike on Hardcore Christianity. 636-5800 is a ministry hotline, area code 602. I will see you Sunday night at 6 p.m. for the Greek teaching and the prayer service at the House of Healing on 11th Street, just south of Indian School Road, and for the seminar on January 17th. And more information with that on our website at hardcorechristianity.com. My ride's on the roof. Sanford and I have got to go. See you next time.
Views expressed on the preceding program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program has been sponsored by Michael W. Smith.